Track 16.
Number 1. Francisco. This is great for the community. The government has given us a beautiful new area to enjoy our lake, which has helped all areas of the town. Before, people only looked at the lake while they were driving past in their cars, but now every weekend, people walk, play, cycle and skate for the 5 kilometers of new path and enjoy the views. It's a great new addition to the area and has improved our quality of life and our economy.
Number 2. Lupita.
We were walking on the promenade when we saw it. Fortunately, nobody died, but it was a very scary experience. It was a beautiful, sunny day and many people were swimming, others were in small boats. Then, one of the boats hit a small boy while he was swimming with his sister. There were 4 people in the boat and they didn't see the children swimming in front of them. I was scared because the boy disappeared for more than a minute. Then, suddenly, he appeared safely. He was crying because the boat hit his head, but he was okay. It was a frightening experience, but I'm just happy that everything was okay in the end.
Number 3. Dan. My wife and I were so excited about this trip. I investigated for more than 6 months and I chose this village because of the beautiful designs of all the traditional buildings. The stores, houses and even the restaurants all maintain the same traditional patterns and artwork from the colonial period. In 2001, the government designated the whole village a protected area and all the buildings have maintained the exact same appearance. It is a wonderful experience to walk around the cobbled streets and admire the stone columns, the details on each part of every building. The designs and wood accents are remarkably well preserved. Number 4. Vic. Why?
My boyfriend and I are adventure junkies. We love anything extreme. Last year, we bungee jumped from a bridge high in the mountains. This time, we went to the fast river with a group of 6 people. The guide gave us a series of safety instructions, and then we started. It was 40 minutes and 2 kilometers of pure adrenaline. The raft hit some rocks while we were moving down the river, and we all bounced up and down frantically. I almost fell out into the water, but I was able to maintain control. It was definitely the most extreme experience I have ever had.
Number 5. Anna.
We visited this beautiful town on the beach last summer. My husband chose the place because of the wildlife, but I loved walking around the beautiful cobbled streets and walking into all the stores which sold traditional handcrafts and clothes. This is where we had the difficult situation. There were many small alleys around the main square. And while I was walking in all the different stores and the traditional street market for many hours, I lost my husband. I left my cell phone in the hotel, so I didn't have any idea how to find him. I walked and walked for 30 minutes more until finally I found him. He was sitting on a bench in the square waiting for me.